Good morning and welcome to the Losar celebration at Kadampa Center. Geshe Gelug should be here very soon, and I'll just run quickly through what we're going to do this morning. We'll begin with processing into the room with His Holiness and place His picture on the throne. And then Geshe Gelug will offer a mandala, which is a symbolic representation of offering the very best of the best of everything in the universe. And then there'll be a chance for everyone here to offer a kata to His Holiness, and we have some that you can borrow if you don't have one. Then we'll say a long life prayer for His Holiness, which is what's just been distributed around the room. Then we'll have a little bit of a talk, and then a little bit of music and fun. And then we'll do some additional rituals at the stupa. So that's the program for the morning, so get ready to have a good time. Thank you. And happy Losar.
Oh. After that, we just chant seven limb prayer. So then after that, invocations. So then after that, last one's called mandala offerings. Basically, visualizing whole universe and to make offerings to benefit all sentient beings. Okay. Anyway. So now we are going to recite His Holiness Long Life prayers together, all together. Thank you. So before we recite His Holiness Long Life prayers, so we are going to make like rice offering. Okay, rice offering. So. Please enjoy rice and cookies.
To you who are the wisdom of the source of all nurture and good qualities, that our protector, the great master, the Dharma, the great ocean, may live for 100 eons. Pour on him your blessings, that his aspirations may know. The Dharma Dasu, the inexpressible reality that pervades all things like the heavens, and master, full of great wisdom, has a gentle wisdom, manifest like a cloud the numberless abodes of the higher divinity beings. To all the higher forms of the divine ones, we offer our prayers with intense devotion that Tenzin Gyatso, protector of the great land of Gyatso, may live for 100 eons. Pour on him your blessings, that his aspirations may be fulfilled. All the numberless Buddhas of the past, present, and future, who are the masters the 10 powers and teachers of the Father, whose attributes of perfection, free from toil and realization, are the source of the Buddha activity, that appears for all time in the ocean of the suffering, for the sake of all sentient beings. To you, we offer our prayers with the intense devotion that Tenzin Gyatso, may live for 100 eons. Meditation
meditation on the excellent path. You always welcome our prayers with honor and love. The Tenzin Gyatso, protector of the great masters, may live for hundreds of years. Pour on him your blessings, and his aspirations may be fulfilled. May also guard him as a teaching, who possesses on you as a miracle, carrying on their matted locks and knots, the solace of vows they made to Vajradhara, protect the teaching and the abilities of the Lord. We offer you our prayers with him, the great land of Israel. Pour on him your blessings, and his aspirations may be fulfilled. All you God has promised, in whom we take the rest of you, we pray with intense devotion, humbly, from our very heart, and by the strength of his virtue, now on both sides of the Gyatso, he who has power over speech, the kind one, the holder for us, the great unknown, he who possesses the great secret powers, may be indestructible and immortal without end.
To the great spaces, liberating all sentient beings, coming to the happiness of spring, which comforts our sorrows, and helps the teaching of the Buddha to spread in all directions and in all ages, making it prosperous to the summit of samsara. O you with the lotus in your hands, may the nectar stream be able to please you by practicing the path, through accomplishing at all times the good deeds of the Bodhisattva, by the unassailable truth of the spiritual laws of cause and effect,
So now a member of our local Tibetan community, Thubten Norbu, will explain to us how Tibetans celebrate Losar.
Thank you, Tonalap. I think you can have Desi and Cha while I'm talking. Sashi Dile, everyone. My name is Thubten Norbu, and I'm co-president of the Tibetan community of North Carolina, along with Geshe Sangpo. Firstly, I would like to thank Kadampa Center and Geshe Las for having us here to celebrate Losar, the 2147 iron rat year. Just a brief description about Losar. So Losar means new year. Like any other new years, it occurs on the first day of the year. And however, it is based on Tibetan lunar calendar. And this year, actually it falls on Monday, February 24th. But we are celebrating it today so that we can celebrate it together with a sense of community. Losar celebrations can be divided into two phases, preparation and celebration. The preparation begins weeks in advance, like many weeks in advance. And during the preparation phase, we clean houses, complete all the unfinished tasks, buy new clothes, food, etc. Among all the preparation activities, the most significant activities occurs on the 29th of the last month, and we call it Nishugu. On that day, we would have gotu for dinner, a special soup made out of 9 different ingredients, and make ritual cake and a human figure out of dough. After having gotu, we would take away the figure and ritual cake outside the village or community and burn them, which symbolizes getting rid of all the negativity and problems from the last year and purifying mind, body, and speech for the coming year to have a meaningful life. On the 30th day, we call Namka. We decorate houses, offer the purest form of harvest and fruits of the year to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And this concludes the preparations phase, but the excitement of having the New Year still remains. On the New Year's Day, the celebration starts with getting up really early in the morning, around 2 or 4 in the morning, and making offerings to the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and drinking Changkyu. And Changkyu is hot traditional beer made out of rice. By the way, there is no age limit for this one. After having Changkyu, children would go out in the neighborhood to wish Tashi Dile, like how we do trick-or-treating during Halloween. And we wish them a Tashi Dile, and neighbors might offer money or so. And others might go back to sleep because it's too early in the morning. And many will stay awake and start preparing for the day. The first day is dedicated for Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. As you know, the right motivation is the most important aspects of Buddha Dharma. The day is spent visiting gonpas, making offerings, cultivating right intentions, motivations, and merits, and eating good food with your family members. On the second day, cousins and relatives visit each other's houses for celebrations over good food, drinks, games, and company. On the third day, we usually have the community celebration. We would start with sapsul, good luck ritual, by hoisting prayer flags, burning incense, and offering sampa to the stewards of the 5 elements, earth, water, fire, air, and sky, to show gratitude for all good fortunes and success. And we believe that the ritual will bring good luck in the new year. We then share meals over potluck or community meals, and the day is spent performing traditional Tibetan dances, songs, and various games, and playing various games. The activities are surrounded around building a sense of community and celebrating success. In the past, Losar used to be celebrated for like 15 days or a month. However, this might be still practiced in many parts of Tibet and the Himalayan regions. But these days, in most of the areas, especially in the U.S., the celebration is limited to 3 days. Today, we are here to perform all the activities of 3 or 30 days in one day. That is to make offerings to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, perform good luck rituals, and celebrate community. Lastly, let me end by saying, Tashi Dile Pinsum So, Emma Padu Kungam Sa, Tendo Dewa Thopa Sho, Gone Gondo Pelwa Sho. And this in English means auspicious goodness and abundance to you. May you be healthy and peaceful. May you find eternal peace and happiness. And may your purest of peace and happiness flourish day by day. So let me end by saying, Tashi Dile, and may I ask you to repeat, Tashi Dile.
Thank you so much. And now we need to call our dancers to the front of the room.
sorry. So now next program is we all go outside around the stupa. Yeah. So sangso, that's like incense offerings. Sang means purify. Soul means like offerings for the spirit that rules elements. So which all we all get benefit physically, mentally. So then after that we all circle around the stupa. So then each person will receive a little bit of barley flowers. So then we toss that in the sky. That's called hajjal, means like energizing all the spirit that is associated with the four elements in order to receive the maximum benefits for our health and mind. Okay. Yeah, that's the last ceremony. Okay, thank you.
So let's say the dedication prayer in the Gold Prayer Book, page 246, from Master Shantideva, Guide to Bodhisattva's Way of Life. 246 in the Gold Prayer Book. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases are on the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Then turn to 244 and 245 for the short, long life prayers. Gandhi Rawe Kolwe Jing Kam Di Pendan Dewa Malu Jung Wene Chen Re Ziguan Ten Zing Yatso Yi Shape Sita Badu Teng Yu Chi Shonu Yen Alang Wang Jotu Awatare Tsembara Zopa Lo Zange We De Tan Le Pao Shio Shasu Gengyu Lama So Wade Tupsu chan jin jang gen ge wei ten jing kyong pe wei kun zi do po tse chok sum ku wei le mun tu du pa dok so du je gen du shap den shok. And then seven green tar mantras for Geshe La and Geshe Sangpo's long, healthy, happy life, so all their obstacles will be removed, and so all their Dharma wishes will be fulfilled. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.